Country Bob FM.
This is the best we got here today, the Bob Almanac. I don't know if we could do any better. Probably couldn't do any worse either here today. We have a...
We'll see.
Before we get into this date in history and everything, we have what we would call a Bob Almanac salute here today. And this one's local.
Denny Dan has always had a winning tradition. I think it really started back in the, say, 68, 69. The basketball team went about 69 games in a row. And this was the days of the old 18 basketball tournaments. And the big school would play the small school. And of course, the crowd was always cheering for the underdog. And this is a common American fan tradition. You know, you cheer for the underdog. And our hockey just got going just about the same time. And we won our first title in 69. And coming into St. Paul, or at the Met Center then, and later on into the Civic Center, I think it carried on. We had a small section for Edina, strictly Edina people, and the rest of the arena was for the underdog. So it was nothing new to us, and I think it made us play better. I think it makes our kids play better to show people that we play good hockey and we play disciplined hockey, and we want to be appreciated, but we have no control over what the fans, the opposing fans say.
So that is the legend Willard Eikola.
Oh, nice.
Talking about the origin of people not liking Edina.
Mm-hmm.
State hockey tournament especially. Because, you know, when Edina's in the arena, you've got the Edina fans and then everybody who's against Edina.
Right.
No matter where you're from.
Right.
That's really the way it has been. And it started with the success under Willard Eikola with his famous houndstooth hat that he retired after the 91 season. He was only 58.
Oh, I didn't realize
when he stepped down.
Yeah.
33 years. So he started, you know, when he's mid-20s as a head coach at Edina.
Huh.
And then was it East or West? I can never remember. He was Edina East, wasn't he? Because they did split.
Yeah.
And then they came back together at some point in the 80s. I want to say early 80s, late 70s, somewhere in there.
We beat.
Right? Because you were, you grew up in that general region of the Metro.
Yeah, well, they were in our section.
Yes.
And, of course, they were the perennial favorites every year in hockey. And then my sophomore year at Hopkins.
Oh, I've heard
Lindbergh,
about that year because my color commentator from
Dave
St.
Reichel.
Cloud State, Dave Reichel, was on that team.
Yes,
my radio color commentator.
Yes, he was a senior and. And then we beat Edina East at the Met Center to go to the state tournament. And it was euphoric. I mean, you know, to finally get in there. That was the first time Hopkins had, well, we'd only been in existence since 71. But first time, you know, and it was a major deal. So Edina was, they were the giants.
Yeah.
So
Willard Eikola from Eveleth went to Michigan, won national championships there. And then became the coach of Edina. 8 state championships, 19 state tournament appearances.
Wow.
And he passed away Monday evening, according to Edina High School officials. 92 years old.
Like him or not, you had to respect him.
No doubt about that. Willard Eikola, now gone, but not forgotten. Today, Wednesday, January. And he said the reason he retired is because he had that houndstooth hat basically since he started coaching, because he figured he needed to look official and wanted to have a hat. And he said, you know, if I continue coaching after 91, I'd have to get a new hat. And that was one of the quotes.
I love it.
Out of one of the stories that covered his passing. And today, Wednesday, January 22nd, 22nd day of the year, 1925.
Albania. You border on the Adriatic. Your land is mostly mountainous, and your chief export is chrome.
You know, it'd be great if we had a day where we had an Albania historical note, we had a Burma historical note, or Myanmar, and a Guam historical note. We could use all the bits. But here today it's just Albania, because the Albanian Republic was proclaimed under President Ahmed Zogu, 1925.
Ahmed.
Albania is now a republic. 1963.
Well, a fruitful breakfast we'll share right now. Follow your nose. It always knows.
Ouch! I smell it. Kellogg's Fruit Loop cereal.
Oranges, lemons, cherries, and other natural flavors. Start with a balanced breakfast, including Kellogg's Fruit Loops. Follow your nose.
Fruit. Follow your nose. Follow Toucan Sam.
Right.
Fruit Loops introduced this state by Kellogg's.
I liked Fruit Loops a lot. I didn't like the milk that was left over. I don't know.
Just too fruity?
Yeah,
too sweet?
Wrong with it, yeah.
So originally, they were only red, orange, and yellow Fruit Loops. They would add the green, the blue, and the purple later on, then blue a little bit later. I don't know, are the red going away now that they're eliminating red dye number 3 or whatever the most recent one is? Now, Fruit Loops were also created because Kellogg's were looking for something fruity.
Mm-hmm.
They had all these loops hanging around. This thing that makes loops, because they tried to counter Cheerios.
Okay.
And Kellogg's came up with what was called OKs.
Oh, that's
right.
They
were O's and K's.
Yes.
You remember those?
Yes.
They were around for a very short period of time. They're called OKs.
Yes.
And so they had all these loops. OKs failed, and they go, we need to do something with these, you know, these little loops things here. So we'll throw the Ks away, but, you know, these circled little things, little donut things, we need to do something with them. All right, let's fruit them up. We'll fruit them up.
That's a great
idea.
And,
of course, Fruit Loops, you can't spell it F-R-U-I-T, because there's no fruit in Fruit Loops. So they have to spell it F-R-O-O-T.
Yes.
Fruit Loops.
Double O's.
Double O.
What year were they introduced?
1963.
Okay. Very nice.
In the news, 1973.
I'm talking to Tom Johnston, the press secretary for Lyndon Johnson. It was reported that the 36th president of the United States died this afternoon in an ambulance plane on the way to San Antonio, where he was taken after being stricken at his ranch, the LBJ Ranch in Johnson City, Texas. He was stricken at 3:40. p.m. Central Standard Time, 4:40 Eastern Standard Time. Three agents who were at
Walter Cronkite announcing the death of Lyndon B. Johnson from Johnson City. He had his own city there in Texas at his ranch, LBJ, dead.
Is that right? 64? That can't be right.
Yeah. He just looked a lot older than he really was.
I was going to say, that's 2 years older than that. He looks 84.
That is true. That's what politics does. Yeah, that's it. Being president, you know, living through all that, the tumultuous 60s, Neil. It'll age you prematurely.
Evidently.
And Walter Cronkite, whenever he would give news stories, he loved giving the time. He'd give the Mountain Time, Central Time, Eastern Time. He did the same thing with the JFK assassination.
Yes.
The time of the pronounced deaths. And that was live on the air. He's actually, he has a phone up to his head, up to his ear and his mouth. Talking, actually communicating with this person,
Tom Johnston,
during the CBS Evening News.
That's crazy.
And probably on the same news broadcast, the same CBS Evening News, it was the same day.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions. The majority in cases from Texas and Georgia said that the decision to end a pregnancy during the first 3 months belongs to the woman and her doctor, not the government.
The justices ruled. Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. Of course, that got overturned a few years ago. Still very controversial. Hot button topic, would you not say, when it comes to elections and politics and everything. So that must have been the lead story. And the Lyndon Johnson news must have broken later on in the show. They came back from a commercial break, and he was on the phone with, what was his name, Tom Johnston?
That's what I thought he said,
press secretary for former President LBJ. So they probably called him during the commercial, and they go, you got to talk to this guy. We got breaking news. And then they came out of the break. You know, it was probably a Geritol commercial or something. Mm-hmm. And he comes back, and he's still on the phone, and he just goes live, basically ad-libs it. And that's pretty good. That's Walter Cronkite for you.
Yeah, he was.
Certainly.
A pro's pro.
1981 this date.
The DeLorean. Gullwing doors rise effortlessly, beckoning you inside. The sleek, stainless steel DeLorean.
And, of course, it was the stainless steel makeup that made it perfect for the time machine for Doc Brown.
It sure did.
The first DeLorean DMC-12, the same model that is shown in Back to the Future. First one rolls off the assembly line in Northern Ireland for John DeLorean. Built them in Northern Ireland. He can do it cheaper up there. Different labor situations there and whatnot. Now, you know, originally in Back to the Future, one of the original thoughts is that the time machine was going to be a refrigerator.
Yes.
But instead they went with the DeLorean, which I think was a good move. Because you have to get it up to 88 and a half miles an hour. Wasn't it 88? 88.5?
88.5 gigawatts.
No, that was gigawatts. We're talking about you got to get up to
miles per hour,
the gigawatts, but you also have the miles per hour.
Right, that's true.
In order to get it to break through the sound and time barrier. 1998 in the news.
Prosecutor Robert Cleary.
The Unabomber's career is over. Today, for the very first time, Mr. Kaczynski offered to plead to a sentence of life in prison with absolutely no strings attached.
Unabomber Ted Kaczynski pleaded guilty on this date. He pleaded guilty to basically being the Unabomber.
Yep.
Yes, he did send those mail bombs, those pipe bombs, and those bombs that he mailed to several universities. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. And within the last year or two, he died in prison.
Away,
1998 here this date.
This is great. The NHL is back in Minnesota.
That's a very emotional Neil Broughton. It was this date at Aldrich Arena. Same day as the Ted Kaczynski thing, 1998, that the new NHL Minnesota franchise unveiled their name would be the Wild.
Yep. Remember they had the big vote and
And then they went to Aldrich Arena, had a sellout crowd there. They had youth hockey. They had Norm Coleman and all these other hockey dignitaries were there, and Neil Broad was kind of the host of it. He kind of did the introduction. They dropped it down and. You know, there are some people that were underwhelmed by the name. I think everybody's gotten used to it.
I think so.
There are still people that are bitter that it's not the North Stars, and they'll just never get over it.
No.
They'll just never, and that's okay. You don't have to. You don't want to.
No, but, I don't care.
I'd like to focus my energy on something else.
Right.
Right?
I wasn't totally in on Wild, but...
You weren't enamored with it.
No, but now it's absolutely fine. Right. I'm good with it.
Yeah. At that point, in the late 90s, I was kind of going, all these singular names, you know, your Thunder and your Heat and everything. It was another one of those, but there are so many of those now, it's just kind of the way it goes.
This would be 18 for 20 from the line, and an 81-point game! 55 in the second half. Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed the second greatest scoring performance in NBA history.
And now deceased Kobe Bryant had 81 points in a Lakers win over the Raptors. 81, second all-time to you-know-who.
Wilt
Chamberlain.
Kobe could fill it up, no doubt about that.
He did.
And he had he was not shy.
About shooting?
No.
A bit of a chucker.
Yeah, that's all right. He could make them.
He would produce. Yeah. That was 06, 08.
The actor Heath Ledger was found dead today in an apartment here in New York City. He was just 28 years old. The Australian-born actor came to huge prominence after his powerful performance in the film Brokeback Mountain. It gained him an Academy Award.
You remember your review, the Bob movie review on Brokeback Mountain? Mm-hmm. Bob FM's Neil Freeman says, finally, a movie I can get into. Do you remember that?
I don't.
You don't? But it's, we got it here somewhere. It's in writing.
Yeah.
So Heath Ledger passed away, and that was just as the Batman movie, Dark Knight, was about to be released.
He was good in that.
Yes. And did he not get a posthumous...
I thought he did.
Academy Award for that. If he didn't, he should have.
Yeah.
And, of course, if we played the video or in the audio a little bit longer here, Brian Williams then would have revealed that he was the second choice to play Joker behind Heath Ledger.
He may have misremembered.
May have. Yeah. So that was... And then 2010.
I know. No, I know. Now, we've had a lot of fun being here these last 7 months, but like everything in life, the fun has to come to an end. A decade too early. And I think
Conan O'Brien is last tonight's show. They had a lot of fun with it. I know it's still bitter, and I'd be very sour, too. But he turned it into comedy.
Yes,
then he started a show on TBS, which obviously it's not the Tonight Show on NBC, but it was still a good show.
Yeah.
2010, Conan O'Brien, his last tonight show. birthdays now today. Steve Perry, the voice of Journey.
Very recognizable.
You know, they've got the guy that they got off of YouTube that's singing now.
Yeah, he's pretty good too, though.
He sounds like him. I heard them. It was Journey and Toto a few years ago at the XL Energy Center. And that guy that they brought in does sound a lot like Steve Perry. He can pretty much hit all the notes, but he still never, ever be Steve Perry, who is 76. And, of course, as Steve Perry said, he should have been gone. Oh, yes. Sherry.
Yeah.
Yes. 76 today.
I don't know what I'd do without you, babe. Don't know where I'd be.
J.P. Pennington.
You're not like just it. Another lover, no, you're
he's still, well, I don't know, it's been a couple, 3 years now.
Every time I'm with you, baby.
Sang a lot of the songs lead there for, early on, he shared, Jimmy Stokely sings with him on this right here.
You can see it in my eyes.
But he left the group in 79 before they made the transition to country.
Yes.
You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how.
They had three guys that all took turns. Kind
of. Yeah, what was the other guy's name? I can't think of it now. That's it.
There was a Les something.
So he is 76 today. We got Teddy Gentry, who is the bass player for Alabama. Used to be in Alabama. There was a falling out, was there not?
I don't think it was with
now,
him.
Who was it? Who
it was
the falling out?
It was with the drummer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Teddy Gentry. Yeah. He's got the beard.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in Alabama, you almost need to have the beard. Yeah, maybe that was the drummer not have a beard, and that was the whole thing.
I think that was it.
Yeah. Teddy Gentry here today. He is 73.
The suit can handle the pressure of high velocity, and it will regulate your body temperature.
Well, listen, my skin isn't affected by speed. Do I really need to wear this thing?
Well, as your clothes keep falling apart, it's either this or you can run buck naked.
Oh, thank you.
But he runs so fast, you couldn't see him if he was buck naked.
Right.
The original Flash TV show from like 1990.
Yeah. And it was nice they brought him back into the WB
one. The WB one, yeah. The WB with the DC Universe there. John Wesley Shipp.
Did a nice job.
Is 70 today. Did she really turn her head 360?
I think so.
Mother, please! Oh, please! Stop! What is it? What's happening? Stop! It's
the possession is beginning, Neil.
It was horrific.
Of course, it wasn't her voice once it became possessed. It was another older actress.
Right.
That it was the voice of the possessed Linda Blair of The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
And she also wasn't the one doing the projectile vomiting either.
No.
Although that'd be a pretty good skill if you could do that,
that
on
would
demand.
Be. Right.
Right? Yeah.
My suit, son.
Hang on here. You just cut over here. That's our audio.
My suit, son.
I'm so sorry.
It's only stuff, Clark. Oh, it can always be replaced.
But you can't be.
Clark Kent, Superman's earthly mom, Neil.
Oh, yes.
Diane Lane,
I like her
from
a lot.
The Man of Steel and the DC Universe cinematic, and now they're recasting him again.
Yes.
They got a new Superman, and it's another. Or they just do stuff. They're just rehashing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But Diane Lane did a nice job.
Yes.
I thought Henry Cavill did a nice job.
I
but apparently,
too.
I don't know. Something happened. His pectorals aren't where they need to be anymore. So you got to bring in a new guy.
Mm-hmm.
Diane Lane, 60.
I'm not only going to win. I'm going to chew you up and spit you out.
I seen him do a lot of chewing. But I ain't never seen him spit nothing out.
Oh, he always gave Uncle Phil, even though it was his uncle, he always gave him a hard time. That's Jazz.
Okay.
That's Will Smith's good buddy, because you know they were Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yes.
That was their music group. They were kind of a duo. He was the DJ, the MC, and Will Smith was the rapper. But then he made a number of cameos and was on a lot of the episodes of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's 60 today.
Now, I've been hearing a lot about a place called Super Duper Weenie in Connecticut. I have friends that live in Connecticut, Alex and Steve, and they invite me over to their house one night for dinner. Now, what comes rolling down the driveway for dinner but this, the Super Duper Weenie wagon? I'm telling you, I did some great field testing, and that's what brings us here to Fairfield, Connecticut, to the Super Duper Weenie World Headquarters.
Yeah, I just thought of a great way to refurbish and repurpose the Bobulence. turn it into a weenie wagon.
What do you think? Yes.
That's Guy Fieri. You know him? He's a cook. He's a chef.
Yes.
Food Network, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Kind of got the spiked blonde hair.
The blonde tips. Guy Fieri, 57.
Absolutely not, Francis! Mom, you're not listening. I can make $45 an hour. That's more than your dad makes. You are going to graduate from high school.
Why spend the tuition? It's a total waste of money. We both know I'm failing.
Okay, now we both know. Francis, you are...
Christopher Masterson, he was from Malcolm in the Middle. He was the older brother. He was Francis. So he was not in the middle. He was Francis at the top.
Okay.
He's 45 today. Rapper of the day. Now watch me now. Now
watch me whip. Rare audio from the rapper.
Well, if it's a recognizable song, you don't recognize it, but I'm sure, though, if you were asked to whip or nay-nay, which one would you do? Would you whip or would you nay-nay?
Probably whip.
But would you also do the stanky leg?
That sounds like something I'd better practice.
That's rapper Salento. Sounds like a villain for the Green Lantern, Sinestro. This is Silento.
I put that on my pizza.
He was Sargento,
yes.
27.
Recovered by Gabby Marshall. Here comes Clark. How will she go for history? In women's college basketball.
She took women's basketball by storm. Yes. Caitlin Clark, 23.
And now she hangs with Taylor Swift at Chiefs.
Here today. Why not?
23. All right, gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with the Russian mystic, the supernatural Rasputin.
Any other Russian mystic or any other mystic at all that has his own disco song?
I don't, actually. I think this might be the one and only.
German group Boney M. did a Rasputin, but I like how they go Rasputin, which I think might be the right way to pronounce it.
Might be.
Rasputin.
He was born in Siberia and then, you know, kind of friended some of the Nicholas II or something. I don't know.
A czar.
It was a czar, yes. And then he was a, kind of a healer and mystic. Rasputin, 1869. Wrong Way Corrigan. Aviator Douglas Wrong Way Corrigan. You may have hear the name.
So Jim Marshall wasn't the only person who went the wrong way.
Wrong Way Marshall. Yeah, this was Wrong Way Corrigan. He became a folk hero by accident. I don't know how you accidentally fly over the Atlantic Ocean across
fog.
It, but he did. Wrong Way Corrigan, 1907. She's born in Valley City, North Dakota, but grew up in Minneapolis. Fine actress and the voice of My Mother the Car and Southern, 1909.
What does it take to convince you it's me? Mom!
You sound like my mother. You can't be. She passed on back in...
August 23rd, 1949.
How'd you know that?
I was there. David, I am your mother.
I guess you are. You're sure looking great. I didn't think things like this were possible.
There's classic Jerry Van Dyke delivery right there.
Yes, you can hear it. She was the voice of the car. Would we have Kit and some of these others if we didn't have My Mother
the
Car?
She was the first.
She really was. Dolores Crabtree was the character she played, and Southern, born on this day. The year was 1909. How about this?
I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid.
R&B legend Sam Cooke.
I'm in an awful way.
1931 for the great Sam Cooke. Bill Bixby, one of our favorites, not only the courtship of Eddie's father, of course, but he was also the Incredible Hulk in the TV show.
Actually,
he was
Lou Ferrigno
was the Hulk.
Yes.
David Banner.
Yeah,
was Bill Bixby. 1934.
Let your imagination run away with you. Now, I have never seen this creature that you're talking about. Forgive me, Doctor, but I am calling you a liar, Mr. McGee. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Boy, he delivered that line. He nailed it.
The best part is Mr. McGee, he said it twice, and yes. 1934. We have gourmets today. The frugal gourmet, Jeff Smith, was born on this day, 1939. Actor John Hurt was in many, many shows, born on this day, 1940.
Of Haddon Industries.
They still want an American to go, Doctor. Want to take a ride?
He was the old billionaire in Contact that saved the whole... Oh, remember, he was living up in the Mir space station, and he was the one who built the backup space traveling, whatever that thing was. John Hurt.
There he is, and he was in Midnight Express, The Elephant Man, Alien, some others, too. 1940. Mickey Harris from the Shirelles, 1940.
This might be one of those days.
Reminds me of the Carole King show that I saw at the Channel.
Oh, sure.
She wrote so many hits for the Shirelles, or helped. Born on this day, 1940, that's Mickey Harris. And one more, former NXS singer Michael Hutchence. So slide away and give
tragic end to his life, Neil.
Right. Very recognizable. They had some hits for sure in the 80s. NXS, INXS. Michael Hutchence, born on this day, 1960. They're all gone, Jim, but certainly not forgotten.
Hey, well, how about this? Exile. Crazy for Your Love on J.P. Pennington's birthday. Patti Loveless, Halfway Down. Rodney Atkins, These Are My People.
You know, that's a no-brainer. We're going exile.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCIO.